Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're not going to give you a full-length bayan. We're going to give you a short nasiha and a short farewell. So it's better that you come and you sit down. So we're not going to give you a very long bayan. We're going to give you a short advice, guidance, and then we will bid you farewell. And maybe me and the Joburg people will spend the night together. Unless they can rearrange their tickets, I don't know, maybe they've all run out to do that. A couple of people are still praying, we'll just wait for one or two of them to finish. But the rest of you should come inside. Whether you're from... You don't want to break your sunnah itikaf that quickly either. You could parne wali cheez nahi hai. Like we said, then you should leave the masjid slowly, gently after every salah, so then you can imagine how slowly and gently you would want to leave after sunnah itikaf. No doubt the joy of Eid is there, right? But the adab of the masjid, the longing, the missing of Ramadan should also be there in your heart. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that actions are based on outcomes. So the way we end something also has a big effect on our heart. Right? The way we end something also has an effect on our heart. If you can do something with a good beginning and a good ending, then maybe Allah Ta'ala can make up for anything and everything that took place in the middle. So we just need to spend a few minutes now to try to end on a good ending, and then you will walk with poise, with decorum, with adab, some of you with sadness, but slowly out of the masjid. And when you're out of the masjid, then you're out. That's why I need to explain to you. Alright. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In our deen, it's a very strange thing that after every ibadah, we are taught to make istighfar. A person prays salah. They say salam. They're supposed to proclaim the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Once again, Allahu Akbar means Allah Ta'ala is greater than any ibadah I could ever possibly offer to Him. Then they should say istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah 3 times. Then my ibadah was unworthy of Allah Ta'ala. My ibadah that I just offered was unworthy of Allah Ta'ala, and I was unworthy even to perform this ibadah. Even this ibadah that I just did, even if it wasn't perfect, however it was, I was unworthy even to perform this. This is only the karam and fazl of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala upon me. Same thing after Hajj. We did that, discussed that with you after Asr. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran that when they return from the place from which people return, that's actually referring to Arafat. Now this is strange, because in Yawm al-Arafat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person, all their sins are forgiven. They return from that plane of Arafat like the day their mother gave them birth, like a newly born baby, as pure and as free of sin. But then again Allah Ta'ala says that you should make istighfar, you should seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this is true for such an important fard ibadah like Hajj, such an important fard ibadah like Salah, then it's also true for the fard fasting of the month of Ramadan, and it's also true for Sunnah Itikaf. Now whether a person was sitting in Sunnah Itikaf or not, for all of us the fard fasting of Ramadan has come to an end. Another pillar came to an end. For some of us we were quite surprised. So this is also a signal, right? That something will end very quickly. Maybe our life will end like that. Maybe we live our whole life thinking there's a tomorrow. And today was a perfect example. We were living our Ramadan thinking there's a tomorrow. We were living our itikaf thinking there's a tomorrow. And there's no tomorrow. There's no tomorrow in Ramadan, right? So maybe the same with our life. Now those who valued the first 9 days, they're okay right now. They weren't waiting for some last minute dua, they weren't waiting for some last minute plea. They made their du'as to Allah Ta'ala every night and all the 9 nights. And those who didn't value those 9 days, they're a bit shaken up right now. They thought I wanted one more night. I thought I was going to make one more du'a. I thought I was going to do this. I was going to do that. And now I have to wait a whole another year for that Ramadan to come again. So it teaches us a lot how much we have to value our time, honor our time. How much everything is precious to us. So now we enter a new phase in our life, which is post-Ramadan. And now even more instantly than you wish to be released from the masjid, shaitan and the shayateen are instantly released. Even more instantly than you wish to leave the masjid, all the gates of Jahannam are thrown wide open again. Allahu Akbar. Now imagine, you can't see them, but just imagine the shayateen running around outside. Who do you think they're going to go for first? Who do you think they're going to go for first? You think they're going to whatever bars and clubs and non-Muslims attend in South Africa? That's not where they're going. You think they're going to be going to the homes of those Muslims who didn't fast and pray this month of Ramadan? That's not where they're going. Who do you think is their first target? Allahu Akbar. Those who fasted, those who prayed, those who had an i'tikaf, those who need to be led back astray again, those who made bayan, those who listened to bayan, those who made khidmat, that's who they're waiting for. On this night also, there's some sense of protection, right? Because at the same time, the angels are also descending. They're already starting to line up all the paths that will lead to the places of Eid Salah. So there's some still protection on this night. It's amazing the things that are happening right now, this second outside. We can't imagine yet Allah Ta'ala ka ghaibi nizam hai. This is the unhidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that only Allah ta'ala knows best. What we have to do in this situation is we have to view that the best of us managed to light a candle. And when you take the candle out there in the world and there's wind and there's air and there's elements, how carefully do you have to protect that candle to make sure that flame doesn't go out? You put maybe some protective thing over the candle, then people made a lantern, then they made all types of double glazed glass in the lantern to protect that small flame. And who knows how much oil we have left, how long that flame will burn. But no doubt at the same time, Eid is a day of joy, and 2-3 days of Eid is a day of joy, meeting family. Allah Ta'ala wants us to be happy. Allah Ta'ala wants us to be happy. But like Maulana mentioned, the night before Eid is actually also, although we're not going to keep you for that here in the masjid, but is also actually a night of ibadah. It's also a night of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can say it's a new feeling. It's a new flavor. The flavor of the ibadat on this night is different than the flavor on the ibadat on the past 9 nights. Because the feeling on this night is different than the feeling on those 9 nights. So the fikr we should have on this night is actually the same concern we should try to carry with us in Ramadan, after Ramadan, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about before we let you go. And that feeling is the fikr of qubuliyya. This is the greatest worry of a believer, that what I did, will it be accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not? Even Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala revealed to him revelation to build Kaaba. He built the Kaaba. Who assisted him? His two sons, two anbiya, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam. Even angels were there, jinnat were there. When he completed this whole mission, what could be greater an act than to build the Kaaba? Who can be greater than the Nabi of that time? And not of his own choice, but due to the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still he made dua to Allah ta'ala, Rabbana, that O my Rabb, accept it from me. He was worried about qubuliyya, worried about acceptance. So our greatest concern should be qubuliyya. Allah Ta'ala accepted. Now what does it mean? Alhamdulillah, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accepted our fast and taraweeh. That Allah Ta'ala accept us to preserve the nur we got in Ramadan. This is what we want. That Allah Ta'ala accept us to preserve the nur we got. Because we got nur last year, and then we lost it. And we got nur 2 years ago, and we lost it. Now this is another chance, another opportunity. And as we were explaining to those who were sitting in Sunnah Itikaf and came to the late night gatherings, all of Ramadan was actually to prepare you for this moment. It all begins now. Now the training is completed, month of training, لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now Allah Ta'ala sends us out into the world. Tarmid means to sharpen. So our iman has been sharpened, taqwa has been sharpened. Now we have to present ourselves to the world and our family and our community in a way that the nur of Ramadan is visible on us. That is visible on us. This is a challenge. So tread slowly, walk carefully, walk gently. Be careful with this delicate newfound nur of Ramadan. Don't spill it all out right there on Eid night. Don't spill it out right there in the parking lot. Don't spill it out just in another day or two. Guard it, safeguard it. Be careful with it. There are two words, one in Arabic, one is called murid, one is called murad. Every human being alternates in these two states in terms of the relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes we are the murid of Allah Ta'ala, sometimes we are the murad of Allah Ta'ala. What does it mean? Murid of Allah Ta'ala means that sometimes we have to make our effort to make ourselves close to Him. We have to seek out His mercy. And murad means that sometimes Allah Ta'ala gifts us His mercy for free. That Allah Ta'ala brings us close to Him. In Ramadan, all through Ramadan, we were the murad of Allah Ta'ala. All of Ramadan. Everyone. Every second was the murad of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala sending His mercy, sending His fazl, sending His karam, taking people out from Jahannam, taking them out from Jahannam, taking them out from Jahannam, gifting them taqwa, gifting them haya, answering their du'as at every suhoor, at every iftar. We were the murad of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When Ramadan ends, we go back to becoming the murid of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So as nicely and as well and as wonderfully as Allah Ta'ala made us His murad in Ramadan, we have to become His murid now, the seeker of Allah Ta'ala. Now you have to strive, you'll have to make effort, you have to keep it up without the blessings of Ramadan. This was the test, this was the training, this was the training. But this night is the night of hope. It doesn't mean now this night you're scared. That was for last night's du'as. That's all, I'm scared you won't accept me. I'm scared I won't be Kabul. I'm scared what will happen after Ramadan. That was before. The different flavor in this night is this is not a night of fear anymore. This is not a night of fear anymore. This is a night of hope. This is a night of yaqeen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have such yaqeen, hope now in you. So we turn to Allah ta'ala in dua, but with a different flavor. Allah ta'ala, I'm certain you're going to Kabul me. I'm certain you're going to accept me. I know you're going to accept me. You're Kareem. You're Kareem. You have made me successfully complete Ramadan. This was only your karam. You're going to send me to eat salah. That was only your karam. I'm drowning in your karam right now. So it's actually a feeling of joy and hope that a person is supposed to spend this night and the next day. So it's also a lesson for us that we turn to Allah Ta'ala in fear and we turn to Allah Ta'ala in hope. We pray to Him in the last odd nights, and we also pray to Him in Eid. But on the night before Eid, but tonight you're going to do it on your own. So this is the first night that I was telling some of you, it's all about the first 72 hours. If you want to know whether I'm successful in Ramadan, within 72 hours it will be determined. Some people go back to who they were within 72 hours. It will all happen within 3 days. But if tonight you can pray, if tomorrow you can pray tahajjud, right there you should try to spend the best 72 hours. Now you can't continue everything you did in Ramadan, but now think what are those things that you could continue for the rest of the year. Make sure you do them right now in the next 72 hours. Whether it's tahajjud salah, whether it's some dua, whether coming to masjid for fajr that you did so much in Ramadan, don't abandon the masjid, don't abandon salah and jama'ah. You should try, these are some of the things you must definitely keep up afterwards. And you have to keep it up right now in the next 72 hours. Right now at fajr. Tomorrow at fajr you have to be here. There's no Eid, there's no chutti from deen on Eid. There's no day off in that sense. first 72 hours will be make it or break it. Make it or break it. And if you can make that routine for yourself in the first 72 hours, then alhamdulillah, you can view that your Ramadan was accepted. That your Ramadan was accepted. What does that mean? That you were accepted. Yes, that we were accepted. This is our dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our nasiha to you. May Allah ta'ala accept each and every one of you. All the time that you spent, however much time you spent, those who attended the programs, this was your love and husnizan. I want to tell you that this is all just the phase of our Shaykh. I don't think I can think, is there any one thing I told you in all 10 days and I never heard from my Shaykh? I don't think so. Allahu Alam, maybe one odd example here and there. So this is all the barakat of our Mashaykh. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who connected us with them, who accepted us and our life to serve them, and who they sent us to serve you. May Allah ta'ala accept this nisbat. Everybody is human. It's quite possible, in fact it's absolutely certain, that I would not have been able to live up to every one of your expectations. I wasn't able to meet every one of you. I probably wasn't able to talk every one of you. I may have said one or two sentences that may have rubbed some of you the wrong way. So we ask that you forgive us from the bottom of your heart. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, consider us a young, novice, musafir. We can sick person, we can present many things. And the important thing is that we have this love for Allah ta'ala and love for each other in our heart. No one is perfect, no one claims perfection. But if we can leave on this note, that we met one another for the sake of Allah ta'ala, and we spent time with one another for the sake of Allah ta'ala, and then now we part with one another for the sake of Allah ta'ala, as we taught you that hadith during the 10 days, so these people will be raised on the Day of Judgment as al-mutahabuna fillah, at those who loved one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be given the shade of His arsh on the Day of Judgment. This is our hope. If that could be, even if one thing we get from sitting together, this would be enough. This would be enough. And we want to especially thank the Khidmat Jamaat. And mashallah, the amount of Khidmat they made is what made all this possible. And the women who, or whoever it was, the women who made the food, or the men who made the food, and the people who served the food. And it wasn't just about food, constantly making fikr, making sure the bathrooms were clean for Mu'takifeen, making sure the towels were ready for Mu'takifeen, making sure the food was ready for Mu'takifeen, doing some of the laundry for the Mu'takifeen, anything and everything they could think of. Alhamdulillah, we can say that they left no stone unturned. And from our side, we cannot imagine that they could have done a better job. May Allah Ta'ala reward them for their ikhlas and their khidmat. And due to the barakah of their ikhlas and khidmat, may Allah Ta'ala accept us, that their kamil khidmat and our naqis itikaf. So maybe due to their kamil khidmat, Allah Ta'ala will accept our naqis itikaf. This is nisbat. This is called nisbat. As we explained to you also earlier, that Allah Ta'ala raises the entire amal together. There's one is our individual amal being presented to Allah Ta'ala. Then will be the entire amal of the entire 9 day stanger itikaf, with every single piece of it raised together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a joint amal, as a collective amal. If there's any one thing in there that is accepted to Allah ta'ala, then inshallah all of us who are part of that collective amal can hope our acts were also accepted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah ta'ala accept all of your coming and going. We are going to end with dua. I don't know if there's anybody else who wants to make any announcement. There's some announcements? Okay, so if there's some announcements, then let all the community make the announcements, and then we'll end with one last dua, inshallah, and then send you on your way.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We learn in the Hadith Sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that man lam yashkur innas lam yashkur illah. That person who cannot express his shukr and gratitude to insan and to mankind, then that person cannot express shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ultimately our expression of gratitude is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us that life, has given us the health, that we all could present ourselves here for the last 10 days of Ramadan in the masjid. At the same time, on behalf of the entire community of Stanger, the musallis of Stanger, the ulama, the imams, the masjid officials, we wish to take this opportunity of extending our shukr to our honored guest, Hazrat Sheikh, who has freed himself, and he was here with us in the masjid for the last 10 days. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat, accept Hazrat's qurbani and sacrifice, and may Allah give him good health, sihat, afiyat. Allah keep his shadow over the ummah for many, many years to come, so that generations can take benefit from his fares. At the same time, we make shukr and we thank all the mu'takifin who have come from far and wide, from Johannesburg, from Cape Town, from Durban, and from the other parts of the country. We make shukr and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have chosen to spend your itikaf here in our masjid. And during your stay here, if we have not fulfilled any of your needs or any of your requirements, then we humbly request you to find it within yourselves to please forgive us. And at the same time, our khidmat jamaat, may Allah ta'ala reward you abundantly for all the khidmat that you've made. And also the brothers who will be traveling now out to the airport and to the various destinations. I'm sure you've given your details, but you can just reconfirm it with Hafiz Abu Bakr Ismail, inshallah. And then arrangement will be made for your to facilitate your departure from here, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Make dua subhana rabbil ala wahab allahumma salli ala sayyidina muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina muhammad wa barik wa sallim rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin Ya Allah, Rabbi Kareem, you are Kareem, your Ramadan was Kareem. Ya Allah, we are still needy of that karam, Ya Allah. We are dependent on that karam, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, the karam of Ramadan may have ended, but your karam is never ending. Ya Allah, we ask that you keep us drowning in your fazl, drowning in your karam. Keep your special gaze upon us, Ya Allah. Cast your special glance upon us, Ya Allah. Keep track of us, Ya Allah. Keep us in your hidayah, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, as we set foot out of this masjid, we are going to be setting foot back into the world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Protect us from being tempted by the world, attracted to the world, deceived by the world, deluded by the world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, protect us from all of the shayateen and shaitan. Protect us from our nafs, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Protect us from any and all creation, Ya Allah, who may seek to harm or divert us again from you. Ya Allah, you are so Kareem. You allowed ourselves to be connected to you. Ya Allah, never let us be distracted from you again. Let us never forget you again. Let us never wander astray again. Ya Allah, the same attachment you gave us in this month to Quran, keep us always attached to Quran. The same attachment you gave us this month to the masjid, keep us always attached to our masajid. Ya Rabbi Kareem, the same attachment you gave us to Salah, make the prayer the coolness of our eyes, the delight of our heart, the joy of our being. Ya Rabbi Kareem, the same way you enable us to attend gatherings and make dua, Ya Allah, let us always attend the gatherings of deen, the gatherings of nasiha, the gatherings of zikr, the gatherings of dua, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, we have only one hope that we will do tawakkul on you. You said in Quran, مَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, that whomsoever trusted in you, you would be sufficient for them. Ya Allah, we don't feel we gained anything, or that we accomplished anything, or that we became anything, but Ya Allah, we have one hope that perhaps we became closer to you, and now if we trust you, Ya Allah, you will keep us close, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Keep us close to your mercy. Keep us close to the deen. Keep us close to taqwa. Keep us close to haya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, in our deen, the day of Eid is a day of joy. Ya Allah, make it a day of spiritual joy for us, spiritual happiness for us. Grant us the Eid present of taqwa, Ya Allah. Grant us the Eid present of Jannah, Ya Allah. Grant us the Eid present of your qurb, Ya Allah. Grant us the Eid present of your mahbubiyah, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, gift it, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask that you enable us to be true in our character, true to our family. They're all waiting for us, Ya Allah, thinking we must have become better in this month, thinking we learned many things, thinking now we will be softer to them, kinder to them, gentler to them, pure to them, Ya Rabbi Kareem, let us be according to their husn zan, Ya Allah, to their favorable hopes and expectations they have of us. Ya Rabbi Kareem, keep every one of us always amongst your loyal, loving, obedient slaves. Ya Allah, accept all the du'as we made in all these days and nights. If anyone had any leftover du'as they were hoping to make, Ya Allah, accept all of them on this night as well. Accept all of our pleas. Accept all of our good intentions. Give us the firmness to follow through. Give us the resolve and himma. Grant us istiqamah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, make us from the zakireen, Ya Allah. Let us take this ni'mah of zikr with us before we leave. Let us take this zikr to our homes, zikr to our workplaces, zikr everywhere we are. Make us amongst the zakireen, Allah kathira. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, we make special dua for the people of Stanger, the masjid of Stanger, the imams, committee, mutawallis, khidmat, all the people here in this effort. Send your special rahmah on them. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we have heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyid al-Qawmi khadimuha, that the leader of the community is actually the one who serves the community. Ya Rabbi Kareem, they were the true leaders in these days. Their service, Ya Allah, to us helped us make our worship to you. Ya Allah, grant them an incredible ajr and sawab, the like only which that you can bestow. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, keep us always in a relationship of love with each other, working with each other, helping each other, reinforcing each other. Ya Allah, accept our coming here, accept our sitting here, accept our gathering here, Ya Allah. Make it khalisatan lillah fillah. Make us mukhlisina lakaddeen, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, we make dua for the ummah, Ya Allah. All of us, Ya Rabbi Kareem, we can go home and we can wear new clothes and we can be with our families and we can give our children gifts and give our children toys. But Ya Allah, at this moment there are millions, Ya Allah, and our own ummah, our own believers, Ya Allah, fellow mu'mineen and mu'minat, who will know such no joy on this Eid. There will be no new clothing for them. There will be no new toy for them. Some of them will spend their first Eid without their father. Some of them will spend the first Eid without their mother. Some of them will spend the first Eid without their baby. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you be their present, Ya Allah. Send your special mother the nusrat upon them. Send a special joy on them. Send your ray of hope, Ya Allah, to pierce the darkness that they're in. Ya Allah, let us always remember them, Ya Rabbi Kareem, and our heart and our du'as, and our life and our work. Accept each and every one of us, Ya Allah, for the khidmat of deen, for the da'wat of deen, for the khidmat of mu'mineen, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Rabbana takambal minna innaka antas samil alim. وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.